from the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
The world of auditioning has always been synonymous with anxiety, stress, and that ultra-competitive hunger for the part.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
So it's refreshing to arrive at the Sandy auditions and see 60-plus dogs joyfully running around, wagging and slobbering uncontrollably. The only hunger here is for dog treats, which there are plenty of. Billy Butler, the director of Annie, is one of the judges for the audition.
I'm looking for that, you know, that special Spock, you know, that's something. You know, the dog with a twinkle in its eye, you know. To me, I'll really look to the owner because their personality will reflect what the dog's like too, so.
And if these dog owners are reflections of their dogs, I don't think they have anything to worry about, for the most part.
He's very, special.
Silly, goofy. He's my Rasta man.
He drills a considerable amount. He's wearing a bib. A friend of mine got it for him. It says Chick Magnet on it.
He's very outgoing. He has a great personality. At least people tell me he has a great personality.
He's usually pretty gentle. He's very friendly. Sometimes he gets a little excited, and then things tend to get broken.
She's madly in love with every other dog.
He's shy. He is a little bit of, yeah, he's a little bit of a chicken.
She's a princess. She wants everything her own way.
He's mellow and sweet and loving and very motivated by food, any kind of food.
As the auditions start, one thing becomes clear. Out of the four judges, there's one who seems to be enjoying herself a little more than the others.
Are you excited about today?
Yes!
Why?
Because, like, I get to see a bunch of dogs and I get to pet them and be so cute. And I have a dog right over there and she's adorable and now I get to see 83 dogs. Wow.
That number is debatable, but her enthusiasm isn't. This is Carly Gendel. She'll be playing the role of Annie and she's a critical part of the audition process. Each dog will be judged on how they interact with her. Do they shy away when she hugs them? Do they come when she calls them? Watching all these interactions is Sue Carney. She's a local dog trainer and the resident dog expert. She was asked to help judge the competition, hopefully seeing hidden signs of greatness or potential disaster.
I think the ultimate goal is to get a dog that has a spark, as well as can handle the sparks that are around it. I think lights and singing and clapping and all the different days that the play's on. The dog has to be able to deal with all of that.
Okay, that's right.
I'm just going to go through what I really, really like. Very young but adorable is Maggie.
As the day goes on and the judges narrow down the field, spirits stay high. Even for those like Linda and Rupert experiencing the harsh reality of defeat.
Well, I think I'm feeling a little dejected. But you know what? I think I'm going to get over it. Because there was a fear that I might win, and then I'd have to actually get him there every night. And then a handler and the photos, it would just go to his head. So I think we're better off.
How's he feeling?
He feels that he wants to really play ball.
As the final round of auditioning ends, the judges huddle around, quietly comparing notes. There's only 5 dogs left at this point, but a crowd has gathered around to watch, anxious for the final announcement.
And a drum roll, please. Do you want to announce
the winner?
Do you want to announce the winner?
Yes. And the winner is Broccoli!
Well, his name is technically not Broccoli.
His name is Buckley, but I call him Broccoli because it's way more better.
Whatever you want to call him, being Sandy may have always been his fate. Here's his owner, Gene Kane.
Well, I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, you didn't?
And Buckley comes here every day, early in the morning and at night. So we came in this morning and someone said, oh, are you here to have Buckley try out? And I said, for what? And they said, well, to be in Annie. And I said, no, but we could think about it. And I actually took my granddaughter to Annie in New York 2 weeks ago. And she came out and said, Buckley should have been the dog. And he's the next Sandy.
And if Buckley's ever feeling under the weather, he'll have an understudy. Here's director Billy Butler.
Our star is Buckley, named after, I believe his name is William F. Buckley, I believe his name is. And the other one is whiskey, which is great, because I believe that William F. Buckley drank whiskey.
But in all seriousness, there's something uplifting about spending a day with a bunch of happy and joyful dogs, and it washes over everyone.
It was great. Played all day with dogs. I mean, I'm really surprised at how friendly the dogs were, and like I said, you know, to all the parents of the dogs, it says a lot about them as people. It gives me a little glimmer of hope.
And for those dogs who had their sights set on the spotlight, but left with their tail between their legs. There's always, well, you know.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Zach Nugent.
Just thinking about tomorrow.
A hearty congratulations to our own Zach Nugent for that Edward R. Murrow Award-winning piece. There's none.